This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Jess Hooker's in for Christy, comedian Tim Convey, and trying some jerky. It's all coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You can't touch this.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you. But I have to charge. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof,
let's
woof,
get
woof.
It
my
started.
My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady lumps. My hump, my hump, my hump. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
So fellas,
yes,
fellas,
yes.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yes.
So shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
In my crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Baby got
back. It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a musician in the studio as well. Another musician. He is a comedian, musician Tim Convey, about to mount a bunch of sold-out shows with his band Ludo. We got some Ludo samples coming up here.
All right.
Uh-oh. Very excited about that. But also we have samples of exotic jerkies, mm-hmm. Not just beef jerky, but...
Speaking of chick, there are jerks here.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Christy's already said, I'm not going to eat any. I don't eat jerky.
I don't.
Why not?
I don't.
Texture?
I don't know. Fish I just jerky? Thought of it.
How about
dried
fish
up
jerky?
What?
What?
Salmon jerky, right?
No.
Would you eat that? Eat
how about
salmon?
Turtle? How about turtle jerky?
I don't want any jerky.
pineapple.
Not a jerky girl.
Pineapple jerky?
It's good.
No.
Pineapple jerky?
Yeah, I try
it's dried
let me ask
pineapple.
You
something.
You, I'd
you
eat that.
Do you like raisins?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's grape jerky?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Raisins are grape jerky. Yeah. It was second place to raisins.
All right, we'll get back
second
to it.
Place
second
place name? Grape jerky.
We were talking with comedian Tim Convey, who's segued from the world of music to the world of comedy. I want to surprise you with something because off the air, you guys were talking about.
This will be good.
Calm down. Off the air, you guys were talking about.
No, no. Do you want to take a guess at what I'm laughing at?
No. What is that?
He doesn't.
During the commercial, there were 19 people in here talking for 22 minutes about what song we're going to put up by Ludo. And you said to him, oh, we're going to surprise you with a song that we've been talking about during the commercial.
No, that's not what I'm going to play.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're going to play a song from his band.
Eventually, that's
unless
called,
you switch that's up, the, that's unless the, you play Boss Skaggs, Lito,
that's the
then that'd be something.
You are from St. Louis.
Yeah.
As is Josh.
Correct.
And I want you to listen very carefully. I'm going to play a 19-second segment of a song that I think you're probably very familiar with.
Here we go.
But I just want you to listen carefully.
Okay.
Now, this is a song extremely popular in St. Louis.
Let the narrow casting begin.
I think this is somewhat
this one,
narrow. Zip it. As a musician, I think you're going to like this.
Moon.
Here we go.
There ain't no road just like it.
Now, do you recognize that song?
I do, yes.
Okay, now, I just want listen very carefully.
Okay,
ready? Here we go.
There ain't no road just like it. It ain't where I found. We're running south with Josh Arnold.
Yeah!
Just slipping on by with Josh.
All right!
Right at trouble bound.
Admittedly, narrow casting, that was a song that was pretty much only a hit in Chicago and St. Louis.
Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, it's regional. I know, you and I had
other
no idea.
Other people don't know it?
Right.
Nope. Nope. Never heard it.
And here's something, other people hate it.
Yeah.
I brought it up one morning and they all looked at me like I was nuts.
You guys were not familiar with that song?
No.
And some of the worst music I've ever heard.
It sounds terrible.
It's
so good.
It is actually really...
Yes.
It's
horrible.
It has grown on me. I really enjoy the song and the guy that wrote it and sings it.
If there's
it,
any
it's
more
so
compelling
cool.
argument for that, I can't...
However, footnote...
Yeah.
I'll let you handle this, Josh. The song kind of became a hit a year or two ago because of...
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It showed up in that. Mm-hmm. Because James Gunn is from St. Louis, the filmmaker.
Remember the Guardians of the Galaxy, the whole theme about the cassettes? And that movie actually brought back a cassette manufacturer in this country.
Right.
But that's the special Josh Arnold custom-made edition featuring the original vocalist.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you guys didn't know other people didn't know that
song. Do you have one of those?
What's that, a regional?
Yeah, like that guy singing about...
Josh in it?
With Tim Convey.
No, he doesn't. He sure doesn't. No,
I haven't achieved those heights.
Wow. You ever bombed in Toledo? Okay,
so four night stretch.
And I have.
Okay, sorry. Boy. I'm sorry. You wanted to hear a little bit of Ludo before we start trying this this jerky, do you? This one's called...
Look at me.
This one's called Go Get Greg. What?
Go get her, Greg.
Go get her, Greg.
This song's funny. It's good.
Okay. And this is your band, Ludo. You're on the keyboard.
Now, is that melodica there, or is that a?
Okay.
You must be new, I guess. At least you're new to me.
Wow, that guy's That's Geddy Lee-esque in its...
It is kind of, yeah.
Hi, way up there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this, what is this, Whippin' Post? No, Whipped Cream. Okay, sorry. Whipped Cream.
Why don't they play the hit?
I want it with whipped cream on it, baby. Give me your love.
Oh, I like that already.
So you do, you're on board?
Oh,
good.
That is nice. I know exactly what he's talking about.
he's talking about vagina.
Good job.
It's not about pumpkin pie?
Good job, Tom.
Do you mind? Okay, I know it's been a while. Could you just keep your thoughts to yourself?
Josh, do you have the song Love Me Dead?
Josh, what do you think this is about?
I think it's about sort of having your cake and eating it too. He's going to have something nice, but he
wants some
also wants to throw
on
a little, yeah, a little extra on there. Yeah. Why not?
Inspired by Varsity Blues,
wants
maybe?
It a little,
Josh, top three things you put whipped cream on.
Oh, first off, I am a Cool Whip man. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool Whip over whipped cream all day long.
Number one.
Number one, pumpkin pie. Number
yes.
two, nope. banana pudding.
Yes.
Number three,
whipped cream.
Big pile of whipped cream.
Out of the tub.
Right out of the tub.
Yes.
With a big old wooden
In fact,
spoon.
I was so mad. I didn't. The first time I bought Cool Whip, I didn't know it was in the freezer section. And you have to wait to eat it out of
yes.
the tub.
Yeah, you do.
So did you microwave it?
I may have sat on it like a mother hen.
That's a great idea.
I'm sorry. This is Ludo and whipped cream. That's a great. I love the way this
They're
starts.
They're so fun.
Here we
man.
Go.
I want it with whipped cream on it, baby. Give me your love.
I cannot but notice that you're not playing yet.
No, that is true.
What are you doing? You
I mean, that
up?
Happened.
So
it was about four. It was about
awful.
4 seconds.
Yeah, you
had to
like kick in.
I'm sorry.
God.
Yeah.
You must have some sort of group or pamphlet
on how to be a dick.
It's amazing.
It's the one you
I'm
really
sure,
like.
I'm sure your part kicks
yeah,
in.
Didn't
soon.
Care. Didn't care for the one where I start up top.
Yeah, I hated that. The one where he's front and center.
Yeah, move on.
Haven't played that again.
No, won't play that.
Yeah,
one again.
The keytar on this one. Here we go. Let's continue. I'm sorry.
I'm hungry, you can't keep it from...
Still not in there, are you?
No.
Okay. So what do you do? Just stand there?
And it's going to be a while, I'll be real honest.
Now, when this is going on, are you like posing or what are you doing?
Actually, that's a good question. What are you doing?
You pretend you're fiddling with the synth.
When your friends are having fun, what are you doing?
pretend you're fiddling with the synth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. It's a lot of fit. You turn the volume down and you just kind of mess around. It's all a sham.
But I do. I've never heard this song and I really do like it. Once again, this is Ludo, which is Tim Convey's band. And Tim is also a very fine stand-up comedian. And we now return to, what is this, bar six?
Oh, God.
I want it with whipped cream on it, baby. Give me your love. 'Cause I'm hungry, you can't keep it from me. Lord knows you got more than enough.
Have we reviewed this to make sure that there's nothing something naughty coming
yes,
up?
Yes,
you're fine.
There's no
all clear.
Right.
Like orifice mentions.
No,
okay, here we go. Come
yeah,
back.
There's neither curse words nor keyboard.
Okay, here we go. Well, at this point, I think we'll just retire from this and move on. Sure, it's a good song. We'll dig up your band's biggest hit in a minute.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a cool song. I actually really do like that. And you guys are doing a bunch of sold-out shows.
Yeah, in St. Louis.
Super cool.
November 1st and
2nd. At the Pageant?
At the Pageant, yeah.
That's one of the best places we ever played. Love mm-hmm. that place.
Yeah, I saw you guys at the Pageant.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
so funny.
I tried to have you kicked out of the Pageant. I
How old
that.
Were you, Josh?
Yeah. Oh, boy. No, maybe 22, 20, yeah. something like that.
Did you bring
Were
a
you
date?
At our meet and greet?
I was with I was at the meet and greet of Mississippi Nights.
Were you really?
Yeah, and that's where Bob, he signed my greatest hits.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it was back in 98. That's what he signed. And my buddy Jason, who I don't know that I've ever met a bigger Tom fan.
Really?
And he just loved, because Jason found, Jason loves.
I remember this.
He loved being condescending, and mm-hmm. he was always correcting people's grammar. He and sure. Tom had a ton in common.
Uh-huh.
And he just thought Tom was the funniest, and he finally, I'm going to go meet Tom. I'm going to have him sign my CD. And he went up, Mr. Griswold, I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Would you please sign my CD? And he handed it to Tom, and Tom looked at it and goes, you want to take it out of the cellophane first?
Yes, sir.
Jason came back to me and goes, I just embarrassed myself in front of Tom Griswold.
I'm sure I volunteered to open it.
No way. No. You know how many times we heard that
yes.
same exact mm-hmm. exchange?
I bet.
Tom
oh,
saying,
I opened many a CD back.
But being your, he was such a huge fan, to have that Tom moment, I think it was the best for him.
Sure, I hope it went well. Now, we have
there you go.
Jess Hooker is in here, and she has brought, as I mentioned earlier, a stack of tins.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That
five.
Have various types of meat jerky in them.
Correct.
But not typical beef jerky or pork jerky or...
No.
What other jerky?
Turkey jerky? Is there turkey?
Do you want
jerky?
Me to tell you yep. the different ones, but I won't tell them
no.
what they are? You don't want me to say anything at all?
No, we'll try them.
Who wants to start? Just start with one random one.
Okay. Let me get this open.
Jerky can be. This is. Are we looking at $100 worth of jerky here?
No, it was. I mean, it was fine. It's fine.
Because jerky, they're proud of their.
I get a little stick.
Oh, a tasting stick.
Okay, no.
Let me do it.
Okay. Oh, look at these two.
Okay. There's a little stick of jerky. Okay, Chick's going first.
Got my jerky.
Now, Tim is not indulging in the jerky. Chick is chewing on it. First thoughts?
Salted.
Tastes pretty good.
Yeah?
All right, okay. Christy, I know you're going to pass this.
Oh, here,
pass it over to me.
There's an ace in Pat, whatever your name is over there.
There's some nice, as we would say, there's some nice heat to it.
This is the size of a Cheez-Its.
Sure. It's got a good mouthfeel.
Now, let me ask you this. As soon as we find out what this jerky was, is there a danger of me vomiting?
No.
Boy, this is spicy.
It is spicy?
It smells like a very spicy pepperoni.
I predict Ace is going to love this.
Yeah, he will.
Ace likes spicy.
Yeah. I like spicy, too. You like that?
This is very good.
Okay.
Yeah, but just wait. It gets spicier and spicier.
It really tastes like beef or something.
Yeah, it does.
Something meaty.
It tastes like beef jerky.
Okay.
Any guesses?
It tastes better, by the way, Josh, if you take the cellophane off.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's good.
Is that
called a callback.
Is it kangaroo?
Okay, no. Wait a minute. You don't get a guess. You didn't taste it.
You don't really get a guess.
Tom, it gets spicier as it goes on.
Should I have tasted this before I gave it to you guys?
It's good.
What is it? Okay, which one was this? Take the tape off.
Alligator.
Oh
my God! I'm gonna puke.
No, you're not.
It tastes, you would never know.
No,
it tastes just like beef jerky. There's a lot of spice in it.
Do you think they all pretty much taste the same?
Yes, I'm gonna say they taste
all jerky-ish.
Closer than they do. Closer to each other than they do farther apart.
Yeah, that's close.
Those are words, right?
That's almost an idea.
There's a sentence in there somewhere.
Yeah,
it borders on being a concept like gravity. Okay, Jess, hand us another one, please.
Okay.
Are they all the same exact size?
Oh, yeah, they're about the same size.
Just a little more slimy, a little more chewable. Ugh.
Slimy?
I can't wait
to get a bite of this. Mm-hmm.
Is it slimy?
A little more greasy.
I'm going to stick to using my toothpick as opposed to chick.
Will you give me a man toothpick pod. For Tom?
Now, Josh, would you like a little more...
I want it with whipped cream on it.
Sorry.
Can you see Christy's face? That's our second callback of this break. Even when she pokes the jerky, she makes it. Ugh, she's disgusted.
This is not my thing.
This is a little earthier.
A little more. It's more chewable.
It's not as tasty as the last one.
It is very clearly different than the previous one.
Yeah,
it is. We don't have any idea what the five or six were. Do you have five?
I sent them to Tom and Dean. I didn't read these.
It's smokier.
I don't read my email. I'm too busy.
It's smokier, too.
I don't read my emails. I'm too busy.
Earthy, smoky.
Okay, I get it.
I like
it. What is it?
Is it Golden Retriever?
No.
Is that Baby Seal?
Elk.
Elk.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I wonder if it's just the recipe or if it's just a little greasier by nature.
Right. I'm not sure.
I'd have to talk to
that is greasier.
See, I told you. Greasy, right?
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
But I'm wondering if elk is indeed greasy. I've had elk.
They're a slimy bunch.
I've had elk before, I don't recall.
You've eaten elk?
Yeah.
Like an elk steak?
I think we've talked about this. Elk is actually, the fat is on the outside of the meat. It's not marbled like other
meats. I'm asking if it's just the recipe they use.
Hey, Tom, does elk make you horny?
You feeling horny at all?
Horny? The big horn?
Tom, when was the last time you were just real horny?
No, I gotta do something.
You sped home.
1976?
Stop it right now.
This morning at about 3:20 a.m.
Okay, yeah. You're like, oh, boy.
You can imagine the reception that got. Something about the breath of the south end of a northbound buffalo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bob and Tom players, I'll be portraying Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you portray
the girl.
Whoever.
Yep. All right.
I was just thinking, perhaps now we could fornicate.
What? What are you talking about? Go take a shower.
Well.
Not even close. Tim, you're a handsome guy. I imagine you've probably spilled more than the rest of the room. Now, before we get back to the jerky, Justin, thank you. This is delicious. You want to do one more?
You do one more?
Yeah, sure.
I'm down the road. Ooh, I like
play some music.
Godwin trying to force a song in.
Well, Chick and I wrote something. Perhaps I could sing it.
Well, perhaps you can't. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
May
give
I
it a shot.
Sing it?
Try.
Another Monday. Jess is here. She's so adorable. She's our little dear. Is this turkey? She's short and quirky. We're eating jerky.
Jerky.
Yeah, have some chicken eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
Go back to your eating, Jess.
No, seriously. But now do the funny part. Go.
This tastes the closest to jerky I'm used to.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very rich.
Oh,
almost a teriyaki.
I think I got a scale
again.
Ew,
no.
Gosh!
Oh my God! Is it snake jerky? Is it snake?
Is it snake?
Oh,
again, a different texture.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it tastes a little candy.
Chick is right. Just like, but texture-wise, different than the previous two.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it?
Ostrich.
Ah. Mm. Good.
How about that?
Ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
So ostrich is like a beef?
So you can eat an ostrich?
You, yeah.
Sure.
Well, if you can get her legs apart,
get the head out of the ground.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.